When a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, a mastectomy means she doesn't just lose part of her anatomy. Treatment also takes her hair, her eyebrows, and her eyelashes.
There's nothing there on that face except blank-looking eyes looking back at you in the mirror.
Del Lomheim is a wig consultant at Avera.
As soon as they are diagnosed, this is when I like to see them. I like their nurse or doctor, whoever, to tell them to get down here and make an appointment.
That helps her know the woman better and their style and not have to rely on a picture.
I can help them regain some self-esteem, hopefully, by showing them how to put their eyebrows back on and how to fake lashes if you don't have eyelashes, how to put a little color in their cheeks, and just hopefully get them back to looking the way they looked before they got cancer.
But for some women, the idea of wearing a wig triggers images from their childhood.
My idea of wigs was my mom had a wig, but back in the day it was... That's when girls dressed up to go out, they put a wig on.
Susan Hill has stage 4 breast cancer.
But I just remember this box that my mom had up in the closet, and it looked like some type of dead animal. And I thought, I'm going to have to go to get my mom's wig out of that old box that smells like mothballs, and I'm going to have to wear this dead animal on my head.
Susan was relieved to know that wigs today no longer resemble dead animals. They are styled, and the colors have texture. For her husband, Chris, seeing Susan in a wig the first time gave him hope.
When you looked in the mirror after she put the wig on, that was when I thought, okay, Susan's going to be all right. It's because you had that, this glow that obviously wasn't there 5 minutes earlier.
Susan had several wigs to choose from, and she jokes that she was waiting for a friend to say they saw her husband with another woman.
I kept thinking, though, at some point someone's going to come up to me and have this serious sit-down talk or have a cup of tea and be like, you know what, I saw your husband with a redhead, or I saw your husband with a brunette. That would have been very funny.
So it made it fun for you then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I always told everyone I had 6 girlfriends, or 7 actually, if you count the bald one.
Susan says she chose a wig depending on her mood and her outfit. Another breast cancer survivor, Jill Roberts, had 3 wigs to choose from. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2009. Her natural hair has grown back. Today, she has a pink ribbon tattooed on her wrist to remind her that she's strong. But she adds that her scars are also an everyday reminder of what she had to go through.
I see it every day, you know. You see the scars every day when you take your clothes off, when you put your clothes on, you know. But it's getting a little bit easier. And there are days I'm angry that, why did this happen to me, you know. But then I kind of think, you know, there's worse things in life. I'm here.
Jill started chemotherapy, and after a few weeks, her friends threw a shave Jill's head party.
I remember looking in the mirror, and I said, oh my God, I look ugly. And they all said, no, you look beautiful, Jill. And so then I did look beautiful. I really did. It didn't really bother me.
For Jill, it was that realization that helped her face her treatments. Del Lomheim in the Avera Wig Salon has as many styles and colors available that any woman may want. The first wig for every cancer patient being treated in Sioux Falls is free.
We don't want anybody going through this journey of cancer without some dignity. And there's some people that couldn't afford to get a wig, and they would go without. And I'll tell you, it's a lot easier going through it if you feel like you look good when you're doing it.
Lomheim says for every blank face that walks into her salon, there's a masterpiece in the making. The creative process through the hands and eyes of a makeup artist help heal. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kara Hetland.